In this room, I'll recount to you the final chapter of the great Athenian sculptor's career. Phidias moved to Olympia in about 430 BC in order to create a cult statue for a temple already built and dedicated to Zeus. More than 12 meters tall, the majestic colossus depicting the father of the gods was considered one of the seven wonders of the world, like the pyramids in Egypt. The god was depicted seated, covered with a robe that left his chest bare, holding the goddess Nike in one hand, and a scepter in the other. Unfortunately, in spite of its fame, there are no copies of this work, which was decorated with gold, ivory, and precious stones, using the technique already tested by Phidias on several occasions. We are helped in reconstructing its appearance by the Hadrian-era coins on display, but also by later works imitating its pose. Chief among these is the Colossus of Constantine, a reconstruction of which is located just a stone's throw from you in the garden at Villa Caffarelli. The throne was entirely decorated in every detail by episodes from mythology, and these were in fact referenced in later art, as shown by the relief with the slaughter of the Niobids and the Sphinx biting into the young Theban. Begun by German archaeologists in the late 19th century, the excavations of the building known as Phidias's workshop yielded unbelievable finds. The cup carved with Phidias's name in the first room and numerous working tools, but also painted terracotta architectural elements that decorated its roof. A selection of these marvelous elements is on display here. Have a look at the reconstruction of the Colossus, as imagined by Quatremer de Quincy, and displayed in the giant blow-up on the wall. This is how the Colossus must have appeared inside the cella. According to Strabo, if he had stood erect, he would have unroofed the temple.